From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. And today we welcome into our new performance studio the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk regional favorite in the competition, Hannah Mae Rhee. Hello and welcome.
Hello.
It's nice to meet you.
It's nice to meet you too, Eric.
You are now technically a local artist, right? You have relocated from originally Sacramento?
Yeah, I would consider myself a semi-local permanent semi-permanent resident.
As much as a traveling performing musician can be, I would imagine.
I spent a good solid first half of the year here and the whole last part of last year. So I've been here for about a year solidly. And I'm also moving around a lot this summer as well, and probably will be for the fall doing a little bit of touring and whatnot.
What brought you here to Southern Oregon?
Just kind of everything. It's kind of probably a lot of people know about the vortex effects of this space and the land. Yeah, kind of really just living life. Met a really amazing local while I was at the Standing Rock Water Protectors, protecting the water. That was happening a couple of years ago. And met Auntie Oshana. She's a local here. And stay with her. Have a lot of really good friends here. Really appreciate this land and just acknowledge, just try to acknowledge as much as I can and appreciate what has gone on here, which is oftentimes a very grim history kind of this area. So it hasn't been the easiest place to live, but I really appreciate it. Mm.
Tell me how long you've been making music.
My mom's a musical teacher, right? Yeah. So I was like getting lessons from a young age, and also just she just put a lot of that energy into me. So when it came out, I was just like, ready to rock and roll.
And she plays viola, is that right?
Yeah.
So music teacher, a lot of classical music probably there.
Mm-hmm. She does.
Was that your upbringing? Because it's not what you do.
Yeah, it's definitely, I was definitely raised around a lot of that. And a lot of that, those melodies like go through my head still. And I think just influenced my brain. I think all the music that I've heard of just appreciate so much everyone who's come before. But yeah, like definitely can honor that tradition.
Yeah. Well, you have brought in a banjo today. Hannah Mae Rhee is my guest live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. JPR's regional favorite in the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. The debut album, which came out, I believe, in 2017, is that right, is called Thoughts of the Night. Information is online at hannahmayrhee.com or on a Bandcamp site. What do you want to do first for us today?
Well, yeah, definitely going from more of the European classical over to the African roots of the banjo. I was just going to share a few songs today. Really, it's kind of like more newer stuff.
Does it have a name?
Yeah, I think I'll keep the first one unnamed for now.
All right.
But I'm going to play some unrecorded stuff and play some stuff off of the new album, which is going to be coming out in the fall this year.
Fantastic. Yeah. It's Hannah Mae Rhee, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Look empty, but they're filled with spirits. the wanderer lurk no more. Encountering treacheries unimagined, done beset the most. Moving, shuffling, and waking, busy as they step. The ground forming layers for my time.
That is Hannah Mayree playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Hannah Mayree, JPR's regional favorite in the 2018 NPR Tiny Desk Contest. In fact, you will find the video and song she submitted at our website, ijpr.org. It was called Home. The one you just heard, Untitled, played for us here today in our new JPR studios. Hannah, let's talk a little bit about this contest. This was the first time you entered, or had you entered in the past when you were down in the Sacramento area?
Yeah, I did. I think I heard about it maybe a few years ago. And I think probably the first year I sent it in was like not a valid. I don't think it was like a valid submission, possibly, just because like we literally just took a video and then like put like a digital like tiny, tiny desk and just like put it in. We were like, that's it. Because the video was already made. So, you know, I've sort of just had fun with it. The last year, me and my buddy Ted went out in front of the state capitol in Sacramento and just played some music out there. And, you know, it's like our stomping grounds, just being from the capital of a place. You're like, you just go to the Capitol in the middle of the night and like play soccer or do whatever and just like.
Well, tell me a little bit about the song that you ended this year, Home. Mm-hmm. Where did you record this video? Looks like it's in a coffee shop somewhere. Yeah.
you want to know a funny story?
With like you had like a winter stocking.
Oh yeah.
Cap on, right.
Well, it was like straight up like snowing probably. Because like you remember this winter. I mean, oh, yeah. I was out closer to Cave Junction. I was staying out there. I don't know if anybody's heard of the Frog Farm, but just gonna give them a little plug because they are where I recorded my Tiny Desk. So yes, like sending much love out into the Siskiyous. But yeah, very like remote area of the mountains. They have a storefront and like a permaculture agriculture set up with a farm and whatnot. So that was where it was recorded.
Gotcha. You know, that tune that you just did for us, we were talking before we went on the air today about some of your background and musical history, and you have spent time performing what is sort of commonly known as circle songs. Probably the most visible and popular of those was an album that was released by Bobby McFerrin a number of years ago that we played quite a bit called Circle Songs. Mm. You could hear shades of that in what you were doing, and of course, that works its way into any performer that does looping because mm-hmm, there's this yeah. sort of cyclical feel to it. But how did you get started doing that kind of singing and that kind of performance?
You know, it was just something I was always really drawn to. I grew up, like, we had a Bobby McFerrin album. You know, it was kind of a household favorite. Just having eclectic music and being able to learn about all the different ways that humans make sounds with their bodies, with their voices. And he is just really like, has always been like an elder, like a person just doing that all over the world. So yeah, when I found out about circle singing in Oakland, I just was really attracted to singing with a lot of people, hearing like being a part of the medicine of actually feeling what it feels like to do something together that's like really felt vibrationally. So yeah, I did that I've probably been doing that on and off for the last 3 or 4 years. Was able to do a workshop with Dave Worm, who is an incredible song leader as well. So as I've gone on my travels, that was a medicine that I felt they had given me the download of that, and I wasn't always going to be in Oakland. And even though I return, I like to go to the annual yearly event that they have on December 30th. So if anybody's looking for some New Year's plans, that's personally what, you know, it's a really great, beautiful experience to bring the new year. As I've traveled and moved around into different communities, you know, we've done it in Sacramento. We do it in Ashland here. We do it at the Wellsprings once a month. We just had one a week ago. And it was amazing. I'm really bringing amazing community together. So yes, please, we'll have to let you know when that's happening as well. Yeah. It'll happen in August. So if you check the Wellspring events,
cool. It'll be on there. What do you want to play next for us?
I want to play a song that's called The Day that is going to be off of my second album release, which is coming out this fall. And I also recorded a video of this that's going to be coming out around the same time that was actually filmed by a local videographer, Nisha Burton, and is filmed in Lithia Park. So I will share that one with you.
All right. It's Hannah Mae Reed playing live for us today here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Back above energy, I can't stay for anything other than there I say.
That is Hannah Mayree playing live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. Her debut album is called Thoughts of the Night. You can also find her music at hannahmayree.bandcamp.com and digital downloads you have made available on a pay what you want kind of program. What was the motivation behind doing it that way?
Well, it's really important that things are accessible to people regardless of their amount of money that they have available to them, because the amount of money that we have available to us is based on a system of oppression that I am very much working to in strides, whatever ways that I can, to dismantle and to create solutions for the basic human needs, some of which is food, some of which is shelter, and some of which is music as well.
Tell me about the new record. You said it's due out sometime soon.
It pretty much has a release date. It'll be out in September.
Very similar to what you have released previously, or a new direction for you?
It is actually very different, and it is also very the same. The first album can definitely be described as like a stripped down folk record, and this newer album is just really like taking it to another level. There was just a lot of instrumentation used. I'm really fortunate to be part of a group of people, Home Records, who makes music and produces music, sound engineering and whatnot in Chicago, in that area. So we kind of just had a lot of fun. I got to play a lot of percussion, got to do a lot of keys, just bringing a lot of different fun stuff into the mix.
Cool. Yeah. Will you bring us a copy when it's ready?
Absolutely.
Fantastic. You have one more for us today. What do you want to wrap up with?
I'm thinking about wrapping up with just a little ditty that is from a song called The Shower Song that's off of the new album. It's a really early song that I wrote in my travels and in my time just creating music. And this part of the song was added to the end of it, so it'll be on the recording. You'll be able to hear that, and I play it. And a lot of times I ask for the audience and everybody there to participate in this. So I would actually just like to sing it on this loop.
A cappella, right? No banjo.
Yeah, just part of the song. La-di-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da
da 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 dum 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 da di da da dum.
That is Hannah Marie performing live for us today here in the JPR studios. Is there a name for the new record yet? You hesitate. So there probably is a name, but you're not willing to announce what it is yet.
We're going
to
keep it a secret for a little while longer.
Well, the one that is out is called Thoughts of the Night. You can find it at hannahmarie.com or on the Bandcamp site. Hannah, it's a pleasure to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.